proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to actually focus upon the legacy of a leader, and today we're going to talk about the life and testimony of Dr. Orman Norwood. He was the longtime president of International Board of Jewish Missions. Perhaps some of you actually got to meet him. He was definitely a man that was more than meets the eye when you met him. He was a man of God, a man who loved the Lord and who wanted to tell other people about the good news of Jesus as the Messiah to both Jew and Gentile. And I just want to share a little bit about his life. Dr. Norwood actually passed away on February 19th of 2017, so not too long ago. And he is sorely missed by the staff and workers around the world here at IBJM. But his legacy lives on. And today I'd just like to share this information with you and that we can appreciate how God used this man. Dr. Orman Norwood was born on February 20th in 1931 in Tuscumbia, Alabama. He actually was born in the same room where his grandmother died in 1927 and where his parents were married in 1929. He grew up in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And at the age of 16, it was actually Dr. R.G. Lee who led Dr. Norwood to Christ during a revival at the First Baptist Church in Grenada, Mississippi. After graduating from high school, he married Betty Elmore on December 27th of 1952. And they were blessed with 3 children and 8 grandchildren. He was ordained by Emmanuel Baptist Church of Grenada, Mississippi, and he had been preaching the gospel actually since 1953. He later enrolled at Tennessee Temple University and Seminary and graduating in 1957. And there were several outstanding churches that he was called to pastor, including ones in Memphis as well as in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Many things interested him during this time, especially flying. Dr. Norwood loved to fly, and he was able to earn his private pilot's license. He also enjoyed writing, singing many songs, and he actually produced 2 albums. But the Lord also blessed him greatly by meeting Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. In fact, it was this life-changing meeting for him that took place in 1971, and he dedicated his life to serving full-time at International Board of Jewish Missions. Dr. Gardenhouse actually appointed him as deputation secretary, and his work there consisted of being the radio voice of the ministry. IBJM has actually had a radio program for quite a while. It was originally called The Voice of Jacob, and later on, Dr. Gardenhouse appointed him to carry on more and eventually became the Everlasting Nation broadcast that is still, of course, being heard as you hear it today. And so Dr. Gardenhouse later passed away in 1984. Dr. Norwood became the general director and eventually became the president of IBJM in 1992. Dr. Norwood was able to visit many countries around the world speaking about Jewish missions, but probably one of his greatest places he loved to go was to the Holy Land. In fact, he led several tours to the Holy Land and got to meet very important people, such as former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Other blessings that he was able to do was to go into the former Soviet Union, which IBJM still has the privilege of doing, and sharing the gospel to those who are there. And so one thing that I would say Dr. Norwood was definitely impressed upon was in writing the Everlasting Nation magazine. He was the chief editor, and that magazine has actually been in print since 1951, and Dr. Norwood had a great part in doing that. He also authored 2 books, The Return of Israel's Messiah, and also Stones and Shadows, which looks at a study of death and burial and beyond. And so his legacy still lives on today. In fact, the ministries that he's been a part of are still going strong. We praise the Lord for that. I do want to close this program by sharing with you what Dr. Norwood wrote. This is actually his last article that he wrote a few years ago. And this is what it says, called Finishing Well. It says, a few weeks ago, a dear preacher friend of mine who was called home to be with Jesus, we had known each other for many years, but now he is at home with the Lord, which is far better. I have many wonderful friends now in heaven who went before me. A dear missionary friend said to me on a number of occasions, may God help us to finish well. That was a wonderful piece of good advice. I wrote a song I sing every morning. Each day when I get up, I sing it as a prayer. Good morning, Lord. I've slept the whole night through, and now I give this new day to you. Help me to live that when my living is through, I'll say, good morning, Lord. Is that your prayer as well? I found it's a great way to begin the day and a blessed way to end the day. Let's finish it well for His glory. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.